USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
We are preparing for what will likely be an historic snow event.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey on the storm that could dump 2 feet of snow on the region, the most snow they've seen in more than a decade.
The governor here in Minnesota has issued emergency executive orders to put the National Guard on standby. City officials are warning people to stay indoors over the next day or so. And the National Weather Service says that later on today into tomorrow, travel conditions could be impossible.
NBC correspondent Gabe Gutierrez in Minneapolis. Already about 450 flights into and out of that city's huge airport have been canceled or delayed today. President Biden, wrapping up his trip to Poland, says it's more important than ever that NATO allies stand together.
Not just for Ukraine, but for the freedom of democracies throughout Europe and around the world.
Biden also said Russia suspending the START nuclear arms treaty is a big mistake. Meanwhile, China's foreign minister is in Moscow meeting with President Putin. He again said that Chinese President Xi Jinping will come to Moscow soon, but did not mention any specific date. Israel says it killed 3 suspected Palestinian militants in a raid inside the city of Nablus, but Palestinian officials say Israeli forces killed 10 and wounded more than 100. The foreperson of that Atlanta grand jury that investigated allegations of attempts to tamper with Georgia's election count in 2020 is hinting at who might be indicted, or at least how many.
I will tell you, it's not a short list. I mean, we saw 75 people, and there are 6 pages of the report cut out.
Emily Coors gave several interviews in which she tried not to reveal too much. She said, "We will not be surprised by any name on the list of people the grand jury recommends be indicted. Most of that report remains sealed as the Fulton County DA decides what to do next." This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
A new study from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York looked at nearly 2 million COVID patients and found those who were fully vaccinated reduced their risk of heart attack or stroke by more than 40%. He was asking a question, not advocating for children dying, but a state lawmaker in Alaska, David Eastman, is getting a lot of grief for even suggesting the idea that some say abused children who die equal a cost savings for the state.
You know, in the case where child abuse is fatal, obviously it's not good for the child, but it's actually a benefit to society because there aren't needed for government services and whatnot over the whole course of that child's life.
That's Eastman at a state hearing earlier this week. Several Alaska lawmakers say they were appalled by Eastman even suggesting that dead children are good for the state's bottom line. As Lent begins, some pushback to the idea that church attendance, especially at Catholic churches, is on the decline.
Religion in America is alive and well, very stable, and has been for decades.
That's Byron Johnson, head of the Baylor Institute for Studies of Religion.
There's wishful thinking that faith might go away, that people would give up on God, but that just doesn't seem to be borne out in the data.
Johnson says a lot of studies on faith are flawed because when people do not see their particular denomination listed in a survey, they will often check none of the above. He says that puts them into the same category as atheists and agnostics. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Dell Technologies President's Day business event starts now with deals to power America's doers and dreamers. Save on select performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.